basically beyond the Kilchas of Pesach. So as we described in the earlier discussion, in the earlier Shiurim, that the Kilchas of Pesach is, first of all, the Kilchas of Pesach was the first mitzvah of Klal Yisrael, is the sherish of all mitzvahs. It was the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael kept for Pesach. He kept it in Mitzrayim, still before they left Mitzrayim. The first mitzvah, this is the sherish of all mitzvahs. And this is the sherish of all mitzvahs. Every element of the Kol Pesach has to do with Klal, has to do with encompassing, has to do with the mitzvah of Allah. For example, right, we discussed this already, I think. The Kol Pesach has to be eaten b'chabura, has to be eaten limna. Not allowed to break a bone off the animal, etzem le'sish b'ruboy, it all has to be united, it all has to be a b'china of one. Kol Pesach is a Kol that is a sherish of all other mitzvahs. It shows us how a person's life is the other world, where everything is all accumulated, all to do with, it's not no specifics. In Kol Pesach there's no specifics, there's no yechidim, there's no yachid. Everything is very interesting. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in Parshas Bo, he commands the Klal Yisrael, right? So Kol Pesach says, Dabru el kol adas b'nei Yisrael. Kol adas b'nei Yisrael, which means you're talking to Klal Yisrael. The same way as we discussed, that when they were called Klal Yisrael and they left the shrine, because that's the whole b'chin of Klal Yisrael, it's all the b'chin of Klal, it's available and in, that's why we answer the Chacham. If we explain him Hilchos Pesach, we're explaining him the shayrish of all mitzvahs, and therefore we're explaining him how everything is a cloud, and how you mustn't look at specifics in life, we're explaining an idea how the closer you get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah and mitzvahs, is the more cloud, the more you see everything on a more of a magnitude, or more of a wider spectrum, and not that it's all specifics. And therefore that's why in answer to his question, or Eitz Vachokim, we answer, what's the halacha, the beautiful halacha that we have to him with? Ein maftir nach HaPesach HaKikoyim. You can't eat after the Akikoyim. You can't eat after the Kol Pesach. Why can't you eat after the Kol Pesach? Say Chazal, because we want the taste to remain. The taste of the Kol Pesach to remain. Why do we want the taste of the Kol Pesach to remain? The answer is, it's beautiful. It comes to what we're saying, that's the pshat. We don't like specifics. We don't like you keeping a mitzvah now, shaking liver at 4 o'clock, bangin mincha at 4:15, being with that Kodesh Baruch Hu specifics, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes here. Kol Pesach teaches us how everything has to be all encompassing. Really, that's why Imach Tinach Pesach, the taste of the Kol Pesach has to stay with you. You have to realize there's no such thing as specifics. It's all encompassing every minute of the day. Not that you're choosing when, which hours, or which minutes, or which thing. Really, that's all the purpose of the Chokhmah. He asks Eidus Chokhmah Mishpata. I want to know the underlying cloud behind everything. We answer him with a Hilchos Pesach, because Hilchos Pesach was the first mitzvah. It's the sherish of the mitzvahs, and therefore that's why there's such a heavy stress on the idea of klal, how everything is bechlal, it's not specific, and which mitzvah, there's no mitzvah that compares of it. We see this so much then, the idea of Eimach Tinach HaPesach HaFikoyim, we want when you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah has to be all-encompassing, and not just, now when I eat the Kol Pesach, I ate it. Now that I finish eating the Kol Pesach, end. No. It's all-encompassing, it doesn't chop up, there's no division. Only the further away you get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything starts becoming his chalkos, dividing. When you get the shoyresh, like the shoyresh of the tree, is you have everything in there. So when you leave the shoyresh, then you have a branch and an apple, all separate beings. So that's the kitzah of the kasha and the question that we ask to the Rasha. Yeah?
That's
a
blessing,
like,
the Rina
you mustn't know, you mustn't eat anything else after the Akikoyman. Because you mustn't, like, say to yourself, now you finished the Akikoyman, is I can forget about the Akikoyman. Person that keeps mitzvahs specifics, right, a bit here and a bit there, is then once he's finished the Meister mitzvah, it's all over already. Eimach Tinach HaPesach HaFikoyim teaches you that the Kol Pesach is the idea of the klal, which means it's all encompassing, it's the klal, and therefore we want the taste of the HaFikoyim, we want the mitzvah of the HaFikoyim to accompany even while you're not even kind of mitzvah before. You should always be that function, even after even kind of mitzvah. That's the b'china of Chochem. Chochem is not in specifics of key mitzvah, a bit here and a bit there, everything's all encompassing. The Rasha is just the opposite. And therefore, what does the Rasha ask? Ma ha'avoida ha'zois, exactly. He's asking of specifics. Rasha is saying, I don't want a klal, I want specifics. So therefore, what does the Baal HaGadol say? Guys, what does the Baal HaGadol say? Olefisha hoitzi atzmi minha? What did I say before? What is the Baal HaGadol say? Olefisha hoitzi atzmi minha klal kofa be'ikr. So what did I ask before? What do you mean? Why is he going for Beikah? Because he's Moitzi Atzmim in a Klal. What does it mean, Moitzi Atzmim in a Klal? Do you understand, guys, now what it means, Moitzi Atzmim in a Klal?
He denies
Beikah. He denies everything's Beikah. Why does he deny everything's Beikah? Because he doesn't look at the show.
Shoresh.
Doesn't look at the Shoresh. If he'd look at a tree, he doesn't look at the Shoresh. He says everything's different. This is the branch, this is this, this and that. He forgets that there's a Shoresh. So the tree was just a mosh. What's the Nimshul? The closer you get to Hashem, everything's Bechlal. The further you get away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's more in specifics. Emeli, he's moitzi atzmo min haklal, means he denies the Shoresh. He looks at everything in specifics. Ooh, you deny the klal, that's called the koifa be'ikah. You moitzi atzmo min haklal. It's like saying the tree hasn't got a root. It's like saying the world hasn't got a root. In other words, bit here, bit there, there's no klal, there's no underlying element that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makoima shel olam, that all encompasses everything. That's the Pshat Nerosh. He asks Avoda Hazois, he shows he's into specifics, not into klal. Hoytiyat min haklal, of Avoda. So what do you do with such a guy? First of all, you tell him if you'd have been in Mitzrayim, he wouldn't have gone out. Because when Bnei Yisrael went out Mitzrayim, they were called? Hasu Shalom, they were called?
No,
what were they called? What was the name? Not Yisrael, but? Klal Yisrael. Why Klal Yisrael called Klal Yisrael? Because that's the beginning of Klal. So therefore, what do you tell him? That if you'd have been there, lo yahoyo, nigal, he wouldn't have been redeemed. Why? Because Klal Yisrael left. He's not into Klal, as he wouldn't have gone out. What do you do to him? You knock his teeth out. You know how you knock his teeth out? So knock his brains out if he's a koifer. So the Teretz is, exactly, the Teretz is, what purpose do teeth serve? When you have something big, you have one big cloud, you have something big and it doesn't fit into your mouth, you can't swallow it, what do your teeth do? Chop it up into divisions, chop it up into specifics, into pieces. So this Rosh is saying, now what? This Rosh is saying, what's he doing? He's saying that everything is specifics, doesn't need his teeth, knock them out. By it, sadly, because somebody is all bichlal, is made us this idea of, so he looks at everything bichlal, Mashenka, the Rosh looks at everything in specifics. And where's my biggest raya to all this? Biggest raya is, who was the famous tzaddik and the famous Rosh of the two brothers? What were their names? Esav and Yaakov. Who's got a chumash over here? A chumash Bereishis. If there isn't, I'll tell you, Bereishis? Oh, excellent. So what does it say? When Yaakov and Esav met up after so long, after not seeing each other, so Esav boasted, Kilo and Yaakov also said, how much they have. But Yoyeme Esav. Esav says, Yeshli Rav, I have a lot. I'm a wealthy man. What did Yaakov say two psukim later? Kachnoz b'chosi kichinani elakim chiyeshli kol. Yaakov looks at everything as a kol. Esav looks at everything as a rov. Which means everything in Yaakov's life is all encompassing. He looks at everything as a kol, because Yaakov is a tzaddik. Moshe, he can eat something from Russia.
Everything
where Yaakov would call a kol, even by Avram, early on, you see this over and over again, by Avram, it says, the prophet says, Vashem berech as Avram ba'kol. What does it mean, Hashem berech as Avram ba'kol? That Abshat is that Avram Avinu was zoicha to see what? The Sheresh HaBriah says, Avram Avinu was choker and choker and choker until he got to the Sheresh of the Briah. When he got to the Sheresh of the Briah, then he saw how everything is really one. So that's the chiluk between the chacham and between the rosh. And this is a tremendous. You see this throughout the mosh. I'll give you many just to give you an idea what's going on over here. The greater the tzaddik is, you see that the greater the tzaddik is, the more he is masur, the more he is devoted to the klal, the more he's devoted to the klal. Right, the person that you get in Moshe, right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu in the Torah, Moshe and Aaron, the two holy brothers, Moshe Rabbeinu standing on his feet, min haboikah ad ha'erev. People who are tzaddikim, the greater the tzaddik is, the closer they are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more they are completely devoted. They are mafki themselves, because they look at themselves as a prat. They are only the prat, and Klal Yisrael is a klal. Therefore, they are mafki themselves to the klal, is that we always find that tzaddikim shebechol doir v'doir are always the great tzaddikim, the ones who are devoting themselves and completely being mafkir themselves from themselves for the klal. It's yadua that let's talk about the previous generation. The previous generation, the Chofetz Chaim, it's yadua that the Chofetz Chaim was like the tzaddik gadol. The previous generation, whenever it came to an inyan of klal, it's yadua, everybody knew he was the masmid. There's a famous story with a dibuk. Right, with the Chofetz Chaim, that they asked the Dibuk, they asked the spirit, what do they hold of the Chofetz Chaim in Shemaim? And the Dibuk said that they hold of the Chofetz Chaim, he's a Tana Kotan. He's a Tana, like the Gemara Tana Kotan, he's a mini Tana. They asked him why, is it because of his Goinus or because of his Titkus? They asked him it's because of his Asmaga. In other words, the Chofetz Chaim was a Masmid of all Masmidim. Yet, when it came to the Inin of a Klal, close this Gemara, in his 90s, he travels from Radin to Poland, to Warsaw, to speak to the president of Warsaw, to be Mavatl Lister there, to be Mavatl Yavis there. He used to go from town to town warning about Shabbos. And Pasha closed his Gemara, the biggest Nafkid in the world, Nafkid himself. Because the bigger Tzadik he is, the closer he is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he sees the cloud, the less he sees the prat. He himself, he looks at himself as a prat. Therefore, what am I? I'm a prat. Prat is nothing. He looks at the cloud, he's Nafkid himself completely to the cloud. So that's the idea, how. And that was always what the Goyim saw in Klal Yisrael, that they, like I've always been my famous Rashi in Zoz HaBracha that I always quote you a billion times a year, that the Goyim, the reason why the Goyim believed they saw that the Jewish religion was the only correct religion was because there's so many idols. They have an idol for the sun, and an idol for the moon sometimes, and an idol for this, and an idol for grass, and an idol for flowers, and a god for this, and a god for that. And it's stupid, it shows us stupidity, right? Because everything is only a prop. They have no idea of the idea of the cloud, where everything is cold together. When they came to the Beis Hamikdash, they saw how everything is echad, how everything is all united back into the idea of echad. That's when they saw that there is a shirish to everything. A Kolzman, you need a god for every little, for every daffodil and every rose. And then you're showing that everything is a prop. You're showing everything is a prop. There's no underlying power which all encompasses all of that. That makes it all a joke. So that's the assault that the Bala God is teaching us with the chilukim of the Chacham and Rosha is the chiluk between klal and prop. Sorry. Yeah. Why should I think that if the nest? Why would I think that if the nest was on this wall, or you died when we left the sign, what's the hammer of that we should go to Rosh? So the Yachor Shchodesh, I'm going to call the Mitzvah Sibetis and sign begins on Shchodesh. What is the hammer of that? And we should begin on a slide. Didn't we do this already?
Yeah.
Why did
we
do it?
That's right. I remember.
I think we did this. The Chumash, we went through, by Yom that was Lady Tzis Mitzrayim, was the Yehoyer. No? Is it familiar to anybody? I might have mentioned it before. Okay, is there a Chumash Brachos over here somewhere? The kids of the Yisod we mentioned, which you definitely mentioned already was, the Yisod that we mentioned which already was, that when Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, there was a new world, they entered the new world. They left the world of Paroi, we discussed this when we did about the Mayinu. They left the world of Paroi and they entered a new world, the world where they were B'nei B'chayu Yisrael, the world where they became free of Avodim or And basically, from then, since this time onwards, the whole world began to work for all the beginning. It's almost like a new Brios Oyma.
Where does it rise to that? Very simple. The whole world began for one
again, Kiel, Tom called again from Bereshit, Bar the Kiel. A whole new world. As we discussed when we were doing Avodim and Yinu, I'd just like to point out some beautiful riyas for that, the Kula. First of all, it's Yadua. If you look at the Pesukim in Parshat Boy, with the night, discussing the night, and the Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so the Pesuk says, it's fine, the Pesuk. Says that the night that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, it was light. It was light. You know, there's a famous Chatira in Mitzvah's Mila. You know that Mitzvah's Mila was what? Mitzvah's Mila is a mitzvah that ain't malin balayla. But Yom HaShemini Yom HaMasa'a, there's no Mila balayla. Why is there no Mila at night? Either because it's dark, or because it's night. What's the Mashmini? When it's light at night. That's enough for a minute. What's halacha if it's light at night? If you're living in Scandinavia, who knows where, right? light at night. Can you even kind of mix Mila at night or not? If you say that you mustn't do Mila at night, it's because it's dark. When it's light at night, you can do Mekayim Mitzvahs Mila. If you say it's a din in Laila, then even if it's light at night, you still can't. Where's the Nachmina? What was one of the mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael had to do before they left Mitzrayim? Mila. So they mala themselves that night, that was brought to kill the Bechor. So that night was light. That's a raya, that is a din in darkness and not a din in light. It was light, it was very completely light there. What was that representing? That was representing what? Try to think of Bria Soilim, it says, oh, it's like the Toy Boy with Melakim, you hear? This is already, you see the whole Bria sort of unfolding itself all the way from right at the beginning. It was Choyshech. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, no, Klal Yisrael was Oyer, it was Oyer that night. And then it was a, that was a Bechina of Yehi Oyer. Then, that was the first day of the Bria. Then what was the second day of the Bria? V'yem elekim yehi rakia b'soy chamayim, v'hi mavdu bein mayim lemoyim. What's that? The Yamsuf. The waters should gather to one place, and they should see the dry land. Right, here I can say the Sirah Yabasha. And if not so, what does that mean? That means that Kriyas Yamsuf, what happened to Kriyas Yamsuf? All the water piled on one side. And then what was next? Who guided, who navigated Klal Yisrael at night? There was a mud anon by Yoim and the Aish, Lahar Valaila. What's that? Yi Mo'eris, Birkiya Shemaim. Wow! Bria Ta'olim all the way from the beginning. Back to square Echad. Not center one, to square one. So anyway, so that's that, you see, that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the whole thing began all over again. Why? Because Klal Yisrael were entering a completely new world now. I'm going to stay in this inion of Yochum Rosh Chodesh tonight. I want to tie you into a Gantz Meister. I want to show you. And I want to go back now to the sugya of, this all ties into Yochum Rosh Chodesh. I want to go now into a sugya of Parshas Lech Lecha by the Bris Ben Absarim. You all heard of the Bris Ben Absarim?
Vaguely.
Okay. Vaguely. Right. Yeah. It's pretty vague to Avraham Avinu then, because he saw it in a machzeh, in a hazy machzeh, in a vision. But anyways, what happened? Avraham Avinu didn't have children. And Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to promise Avraham Avinu that he was going to have children, kids, in the land. So what does Hashem say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Vayim el Avram, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises him kids. Here, anyway, first Vayim Avram, Hein need a satirash, he didn't give me Zerah. Vayim el Avram, Hashem, Vayitza oysa achutza, posik hei, this is Perik Tezvah, posik hei, lech lecho, Vayitza oysa achutza. In order to promise Avram Avinu that he's going to have kids, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him hachutza. Where did he take him hachutza? What does Rashi say? Omar, Tova Acha, he tzir mechalol shel oylam. He took Avraham Avinu out of the galaxy. He gbiu lemalo in hakechovim. He took him out higher than the stars. Zeh loshen habato. And therefore, it's like looking. Habato is minamalo lemato. It says habet no hashemayim or sforis hakechovim. Look down on the stars, which means Avraham Avinu was higher than the stars. So in order to promise Avraham Avinu he's going to have children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out of the world, higher than the world, higher than the whole galaxy. And he says, look down upon the stars. Rashi, yeah. Rashi Pasukei.
This is when he said, to Avraham, when he'll be like the stars, isn't it?
Yeah. Yom Eloi, Kol Yezaracha, so your children are going to be. What's going on over here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to promise Avraham Avinu that Sarah is going to give birth. I promise you Sarah is going to give birth. What do you have to take Avraham out of the galaxy for? Because the Teretz is that where's Klal Yisrael going to be born? Le'en Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't the same world as it was before Yitzias Mitzrayim. Then it was the world of Ksira, Nafidah, Zorah, Terach, Shmerach, Parai, all the same boat. Right? All the same food. That was in the same world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the promise of Avraham Avinu. That is going to be a
new world.
So when he promises he's going to have children, when is his children? When are his children going to be called children? When is Bnei Yisrael? When was Bnei Yisrael born? Le'etzis Mitzrayim, even more. Why was it that on Le'etzis Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael went to the new world? Because the Torah says that Le'etzis Mitzrayim and Klal Yisrael going out Mitzrayim Bechlal was a Bechina and was a vision of Klal Yisrael going out to the last goal speedily nowadays from Herab Yemin. From Olam HaZeh to Olam HaBo. And Meira, we'll discuss this in Mitzvahim perhaps tomorrow. We give a sikha on this. But anyhow, on Tuesday night, Mitzvahim, but tomorrow. Now, I call upon us all to show you that basically, when they left Mitzvahim, they were basically leaving the world of Tumah, the world, the materialistic world, and they were entering the world of Olam Haba, different world. And therefore, that's why right at the beginning of Avraham Avinu was to sow the roots of Klal Yisrael, when Shvokha took him out of the world. Now, in Klal Yisrael, we're leaving Mitzrayim, when Shvokha takes them out of that world and places them into a new world. So that was the whole beginning of why Klal Yisrael living in Mitzrayim is all in the world. Therefore, Yochol Merosh Chodesh, out of thought that Klal Yisrael had to start counting where? We'll start counting from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the beginning of the beginning. It's completely new already. If you're starting to, if you're talking about the Tzias Mitzrayim on Tezvav, Ke'ilu, it's in the middle of something. When Klal Yisrael left, Mitzrayim wasn't in the middle of anything. It was an absolute, totally new. It was a B'chin of Bracious. It was a B'chin of new. Therefore, out of all, because Ben Nissan Nibra Ha'olam, right? One should say Nissan Nibra Ha'olam, and Rosh Chodesh Nissan is the beginning. So if you're going all the way back to Bracious, then I would have thought, Yosan Rosh Chodesh, and when it's after Havim, I might have thought you have to start counting from Rosh Chodesh. This is time of labor, but you know, only when Klal Yisrael only made its season sign for Paul and Moshe.
One question before, why did Hashem tell Avraham we're going to be like the stars and the sand when it's not never even happening?
We will have to, because I haven't lost a lot, but better. Anyways, that's as far as Yochum Rosh Chodesh goes. After Yochum Rosh Chodesh comes the whole sugya of Mitchilo Oibda Vizara Hoyo Aviseinu. Achshav kervanu hamokim lamidosoi shenema v'yemer terach avi avrom v'yemer anof etc etc. What's going on over here? So this is what Chazal call maschilim b'gnus and masayim b'shrach. What's the pshat? Why is it mitchil oivda v'rizor? Why do you have to begin with mitchil oivda v'rizor? Why do you have to begin maschilim b'gnus and masayim b'shrach? But the emphasis is because Klal Yisrael have to realize that they can't build themselves up together. When they're together, when they feel a keilu, they have a certain togetherness, a certain attachment to the almost oyma. We have to say that mitchila, this is where the way it was, but then it was all gone, and now Klal Yisrael come. In other words, the biggest binyan is we have to raise to the ground what there was before, and then you can begin a new bin, a new building. So keilu maschina b'gnos is to teach us what maschina b'gnos is to teach us that right at the beginning, beforehand, there was a certain something. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and says, no, we have to start the whole thing all over again. Not to think that it's all stump, hishtalshness of doors. This door was Avodah Zarah, the next door was Makabel Torah. Chas v'chalil, that's not how it goes. The Gemara says that until Avraham Avinu came along in the world, since the world, the Gemara says that 6,000 years of the world standing is going to stand for is that Alpayim, first 2,000 years of called the Olam HaToyhu, and after, right, the Toyhu, and after that's called, the next 2,000 years are called the Torah. When do the 2,000 years begin? They begin from Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was the beginner of a new 2,000. Everything before that was Toru Rahoyim. When do you appreciate that? When you begin the Gnus, and you assign the Shrach, and you then begin the Shrach and see what the real stuff is, then you can look back, only then can you appreciate how much everything else was really Toru Rahoyim. It made everything else was really Pashat, non-existent. And therefore, that's why, because the whole Tehra of God is teaching us, our Klal Yisrael was totally new, totally afresh. Therefore, we begin with the idea of Mitchil Oivda Vizora, how you have a saying with Achshav Kavon Amokan Avodah Zarah. So that's very Mekitza in there. Bechlal, I wanted to, if I have time, that today and tomorrow I want to discuss and give you two shorter insights. So today we might go on to what we mentioned earlier, and because we already touched upon this subject. The Maharal says in Netzach Yisrael, he asks a very famous question of the Maharal. How is it, and this ties back into the Brisbane Hapsara, how is it that Klal Yisrael and Golos are always torn, are always thrown out of everywhere, always exiled, and yet if you look at the first Rashi in the Torah, it says that Bereishis bara lekim, b'shvil Yisrael shenikru Bereishis. Klal Yisrael was created, the whole world was created for the sake of Yisrael. So the world was created for the sake of Yisrael, but yet Yisrael have no mokum in this world. How can that be? So says the Maharal, a very famous Yisrael, he says it in two places in Netzach Yisrael, one in Yerichon. The Maharal says there, in Netzach Yisrael, the whole Sefer there is discussing the whole idea of goals. Is there the Maharal says, the other of them, a person only fits into a place where he has his shleimus. A person who hasn't arrived to his shleimus never really fits into anywhere. Klal Yisrael cannot reach the shleimus in Olam HaZeh. because they are so much higher than Olam HaZeh, because they are so much more dignified, so much more elevated than Olam HaZeh, is they can never find their place in Olam HaZeh. Shaim from the Goyim, this is their shleimus. They don't have anything beyond. The world beyond doesn't exist.
Yeah,
everything that they have over here, that's all they have.
Yirmiyahu
HaNavi says, He is a kolo b'chol ha-goyim asher fitz esef l'shono, itchem lo es a kolo. Mashiach comes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make kolo, total annihilation of all the goyim that shepherd us throughout the goals. And with klal Yisrael lo es a kolo, which means the goyim have nothing to look forward for. The shivim almost have nothing to look forward for. And the Meila, therefore, that's why they have their shlemis in this world. Klal Yisrael, Adarav, this world is not roi for them. They can never find their place. As soon as they start getting too comfortable, immediately they're thrown off somewhere else. Because this is not for them. We are made for a world which is more senior, more elevated than this world. That's a very important Yisrael. And maybe that explains us many, many aspects of the Brisbane Absalom that we just mentioned earlier. First of all, the obvious question is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu appear to Klal Yisrael in the Brisbane, appear to Avraham Avinu in the Brisbane Absalom? Because Avraham was depressed. Why? Because he didn't have kids. So therefore the purpose was to come to Avraham and to promise Avraham children. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say?
Suddenly, Eim HaShecha, darkness fell on Avraham Avinu. Vayomer li Avraham, Yodea Teda, Ki Gei Yezerach HaBeretz Loilehem. That your children are going to be strangers in the land. Mitzrayim Vavodom, that afflict them, that make them work. Vayinoisom, that afflict them. Arba Me'er Shonu. Vagam, Es HaGoy, Asher Yavoidu, says Rashi, Vagam, the Rabbis, Dalet Malchis, all the Goliaths, eventually I'm going to judge them. Vachrech Einitzer, Vachosh Godel, eventually all be fine. What's going on over here? You want to cheer up Avraham, or do you want to make Avraham fall into a bigger depression? Avraham, you're going to have kids. Oh, Baruch Hashem. But those kids are going to be tortured, and they're going to be tormented for thousands of years. What do I need all this for? Don't give me... What's going on there? You want to make Avraham happy? Tell him he's going to have kids. What does he have to know now about the Brisbane Absalom? What does he have to know now that they're going to have to go to the Brisbane Absalom? And who cares? Right at the end... I don't want not the torment, I'm not interested they should be slaves for thousands of years, for 2,000 years, and then they're going to go out with Chush God. Teretz is over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is explaining, Avraham Avinu, the other Rabba, I took you out of this world, as we just mentioned, I took you out of this world. Why did I take you out of this world? Because I want you to realize that your children, your offspring are not ra'uy v'hagun for this world. They're too high, they're too elevated, they're too holy, they're too sacred, they're too sacred for a world like Olam HaZeh. And therefore, Adarabba, what does the Maral say? That when Klal Yisrael don't find their place in Olam HaZeh, is that a mile of Klal Yisrael or is it a chesaron? It's a mile because it just means that the world is too materialistic for them. They're heading for a world of Olam HaBa. Emeina therefore was HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Vavodu v'inuoisem, was HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling Avraham bad news or good news?
Good news.
This was a continuation to the Oitzim Mechalol Eshloirem. This was a continuation of taking Avraham out of the Chalal Oilem to teach him that the offspring he's going to have don't belong in this world, and therefore Vavodu v'inuoisem. Eventually, what's there eventually? That's the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make kol of the chol ha-goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to annihilate all the nations that brought suffering to Klal Yisrael, and then Klal Yisrael are going to start living their real life in Olam HaBa, Mitzvah Hashem, and that's the Bechina of V'achrechen Yetzu V'chosh Godel. That's the whole idea that we have in the Haggadah of Maschilim B'Gnus V'Messayim B'Mishvach. And it's halacha, you have to begin with the Gnus of Klal Yisrael. But there's machlokes, Rav Shmuel, Rav, one says it's not that Gnus begins from Avodah Meinu, another one says it begins from Etchila. You have to begin with Gnus, Messiah ben Shvach. Same question again. Don't start with Gnus. Don't finish with Shvach. Loi mi uktzach, loi mi duktzach. Bad. I don't need the slap in the face, I don't need the bandage. I don't need any of it. Teretz says, no. This maschilim b'gnus, Messiah ben Shvach, is not something we should be maschilim b'gnus. This Maschil Mignus is talking about Avodah Meinu and the fire of Mitzrayim, that in this world we all have it. But eventually when we get taken out, we're going to see that Lemafreya, retroactively, the fact that we were Avodim, was that a Gnus or was that a Shvach as well?
Shvach.
So the Maschil Mignus and the Messiah and Shvach is only until the Shvach comes along. Then when the Shvach comes along, lost his love, we're all going to see that Adarab, the fact that Maschil Mignus, that we were Avodim in Golas, was only due to our Maila. So that's what Maschil Mignus and Simon Shvach. You appreciate the Shvach more when you think that it's bad, and suddenly you see how it all unrolls, all
all unwraps itself to see how everything is good and was good and always was good, that's a much greater matrega of seeing the shvach. And therefore, that's why there's a bechin of maschile megnos or mesayim and mishvach. So that's a very important. That's a very important lesson that we all have to learn for when we come to Pesach. That the sorrows of Klal Yisrael always began the more comfortable they were in Golos. The more comfortable they were in Golos, the more they felt that they belong here, over here, down here. Is that Chas v'Shalom? That's Chachmas, and that's when the problems always began. Because the Maral says and the Pesach says that you don't belong here, whether you like it or not. You're a Jew, you're a Yid, and you're heading for a better world. You're heading for a world of Metz Hashem, a world of Mashiach, Meir Yomeinu. And that world that we're heading for is a world which is even more elevated, and therefore, Adarabba. We mustn't feel ourselves too comfortable. This is a very important lesson for somebody who goes back to America. Has to realize that Baruch Hashem, everything is good, and it's a Malchus. All the countries in Chutz Laaretz are all Medina Shel Chesed. They all appreciate religion, and they all accept religion, and they're all good for it, and they're all good to everybody. And so there you have, because you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that, you have to make a Mishaberach for the Malchus and Chutz Laaretz. But that's only that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's the idea of Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim was a beginner of a model, small model example, say Chazal, of Yitzias of Lo Asid Lovoi. In the same way as the Yitzias of Lo Asid Lovoi, in the same way as it's going to be Esek Kolo, all the Goyim who Chepedos are going to be annihilated, is the same also what happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim is by Chasu Mai Mitzrayim Echod Mehem Lenoisa. You could ask a question, what do you mean Echod? Let's say one mystery would have survived, right? Millions died, drowned. One mitzvah survived. Would that have made the victory less? So what do I have to say? Echad mehem lenoisa v'teretz yisrael, because this is a dugma. This is a smaller dugma that's going to happen to Asid Lovet. And the Asid Lovet is going to be as a color of all the goyim Hashem Pisa Sech Hashem. Which probably is going to annihilate all the goyim that have like that water suffering, that rain suffering upon us. And later, therefore, because the Tzitzis Mitzvah was a bechina of leaving one world and entering another world, leaving Olam Hazeh and entering Olam Habos, it was a bechina where we were given a glimpse of what Asid Lovet is going to look like. Asid Lovet is going to be an echad mehem lenoisa. And later, therefore, that's why it has to be over here, echad mehem lenoisa. And that's why when Klal Yisrael saw Kriyas Yamsuf, what does it say? Oz Yoshe Moshe Mikan Remez Le Chiyas HaMeisim Min HaTorah. What does Rashi say? Oz Yoshe. It's written in the future tense. What did it see? It saw people die, not people coming back to life. So what was the Kriyas Yamsuf and Remez of Kriyas HaMeisim? The characters in the soul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, brought total annihilation to the tomb, and then they realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that part was kept, and the next part was kept, the Kriyas Yamsuf was stuck, and the Kriyas Yamsuf was their version. This part was kept, the Esa Kolam HaKol HaGoyim, and they saw the belief that it's going to be a kufa where all tribes are going to come back together. Volatia and Goya, everybody's going to come together. Shachdesh and Yaakov, the Kapitan Yacham and Allah come to Saaretz. And when the Zerkim and the Moshiach and Kesha Mason, when they saw that part of all the Goya went down, then they saw the tribes were going to be able to. That's going to be the Shem. In Hail, we're going to set to the other of it. And so we're going to have to ourselves. We have to on Pesach to feel how much we urge and how much. Same way they felt the glimpse of it, which we were for the real thing, because to see Mashiach as a king, to be able to live a proper life, to a proper life of being Mishanik and Hashem, a proper life of only having nothing else in our heads, only that Zit Ashkina, Sadikim Yeshu, that Shetayim and Hashem and Adam is Ashkina, and that's what we'll be grateful to. Before Pesach, we should be able to come and we should fly to Israel, America on Tower Air, and come back with Eagle Air. That's a shame.
I am Cornelio.
So mitchila right at the beginning we were oivda avidazor. And now kervonu hamokim avidazor. If you don't have the text in front of you, you should see those different parts. Never mind. But shneim avayim. Shneim avayim Yeshua la'om koyim Hashem elokei Yisrael be'eva ano Yeshua v'seichem oilam. Terach avi Abraham avi Nachor v'sod al king avidot v'ekach et avichem et Abraham be'eva ano v'oy lechoy soy v'oy lechver yacholet k'nan and such with such. You know, there's a, in Sochem, there's a Mishnah in Sochem that says Kof Tazayin Amud Aleph.
where the Gemara there brings down the machlokes with the din of maschilim b'gnus and masayim in b'shvach. Right, we discussed that yesterday. Maschilim b'grav shmul, very good. Machlokes grav shmul. What is the maschilim b'gnus and masayim in b'shvach? One of them says that you begin from avodim ayinu, and the other one says from it mitchila. I'm always saying that. What would seem more mistaber? What would seem more reasonable if we're celebrating Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Pesach? What would seem more feasible for you? That Meschina Meknus, would you talk about Avodah Mayinu, or to go back 1,000 years before that and talk about Avram and Terach and Avram? Avodah Mayinu. So we have to understand why is there Meschina Meknus and Masayim and Mishvach from Etchila Oyv Yavon Ezor Oyv Yavon Seyir and Mitzvah? I want to point out, by Azrael, with a few diukim, I want to point out a very, very important diuk, which will also explain us the whole idea of Avodah Mayinu, which we discussed already about Arichas, but we just want to put some salt and pepper on it. According to what we're going to say tonight, we're going to understand Avodah Mayinu much better. Avodah Mayinu, in a part of its time, we say that we were Avodim, Vayetzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, Vayetzeinu Hashem Elokeinu Misham, Yod Chazoka, Zorei Netuya. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken us out, we are honoring, right? So we asked them when we learned it the first time, what's what we're saying over here? We were Avodim, Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, we wouldn't have been taken out. What's going on? I think the way to understand that is the way to understand this paragraph over here, Mitzchila Oita Avodizor Yaviseinu, Akshav Kirvonu Hamokman Avodosai, which is referring to Avraham Avinu Terach Sarad Avodizor. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Va'ekach Chazavichem is Avraham Eva'ano. Va'oida Chazavet. I think we're going to go to the problem. The very, very basic, profound difference between the Maschil and the Gnos and the Sain and the Shva of Avraham Avinu and the Chil. What is that? Think about it for a second. Avraham Avinu doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out. No. What does it say about Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim? Vayetzeinu Hashem Elokeinu b'Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a loshna hoitzo'o, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. What does it say about Avraham Avinu? Vo'ekach es avichem es Avraham ve'ei v'halno. Vo'ekach es avichem es Avraham ve'ei v'halno. Doesn't say I took him out. Who should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avraham Avinu out from living amongst Terach and all the other idol worshippers in the same way as he took us out of Mitzrayim. Vayetzeinu loshna hoitzo'ah. Should have said the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. So I took Avraham Avinu out of his family or whatever, the place where he was. Why does it say Loshen Vo'ekas and I took him? Why not that I took him out? You know what the chiluk is? The chiluk is very simple. Vo'ekas, it's very interesting to know. I want to explain to you that the Loshen Vayotzi'en, the Loshen Vayotza'o, and the Loshen Vo'ekas, Kicha, to take, are two entirely opposites. Why are they opposites? Have any of you learned the Gemara Kedushin? Yeah. Where do you learn the meaning of Kedushin from? Where's the pasuk? Ki yikach ish isha. Right? Although a pasuk says that kicha is a notion of Kedushin. Getting close to somebody. Chibur, it chaber to somebody. It's ki yikach ish isha. Right? What does it get? The opposite of Kedushin. V'yotza. The voice of the Ishaq. So basically, kicha and Hoitzah are two opposites. Kicha corresponds to somebody getting close to somebody else. And Hoitzah refers to what? Taking somebody away from somebody else. So Kicha is being mitchaber to, and Hoitzah is separate, taking somebody away from somebody else. So how can we translate this into terms of Avraham Avinu and Klal Yisrael? Any of you can help me? Very simple.
Maybe because
no. Other Rabbi? Sorry? Excellent. Why wasn't he forced to take out Avram? Because Avram did what? Took himself out. Avram Avinu took himself out. Avram Avinu was choker and doyrish. He took all his father's idols and he smashed them. So basically, Avram Avinu was already out. There's always two parts. To take out from somebody and then to bring close. There's Sur Meira and then Vaasei Tov. Sur Meira is always a Lashon Yira, right? You've got to stay away, got to schlep you, take you away from bad influences. And then Vaasei Tov is other Avot. That's Mitzvah Asei, that's the idea of Chibur, that's Ava. In Meira, that's the difference between Avraham Avinu and Klal Yisrael. Avraham Avinu took himself out. The Hoitzah
The Vayitzien Avram did on his own. Who pa'alit zelevav? Is ever he did the sumira? What was left? Just like Hakadosh Baruch Hu shemim a karav and bringing close to me. So that's the idea of kedusha. Masha'in kin klal Yisrael leMitzrayim. Do you know what the Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah that klal Yisrael leMitzrayim went back to the times of Terach. They believed in Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Kira Avraham Avinu took himself out of Terach. But later, Klal Yisrael languishing in Mitzrayim ended up that they were back to square one. But they didn't take themselves out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to take them out, and they had to take them out, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken them out, they wouldn't have gone out on their own, because they're already completely immersed in Avodah Zarah. Memtes Shari Tumah. And maybe now he can start come back, now he can start understanding what's going on over here. What does it mean, V'ilu lo haitzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ari Onu Abotim? What's that coming to Afuki? That's coming to Afuki Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu got out on his own. Through his own Chakira, he took himself out. Mashenk and Klal Yisrael, who were back to the same stage that Avraham Avinu was up back to before, he got himself out, right? Like the Rambam says, that Klal Yisrael and Israel were back to the days in Terach, they believed in idol worship. Is Avraham Avinu took himself out? Avraham Avinu, Klal Yisrael didn't. Is therefore Ve'ilu Loyoyti, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take an Asahar of Israel? Is then we would have still been there because we would have never gone out on our own koyach. That's what it means. It's coming to Afuki, what Avraham Avinu did. And therefore, now if we translate this back into this mitchila oivda avodah zarah, you can see how beautiful it fits in. Mitchila oivda avodah zarah hoy aviseinu va'achshav kervanu hamokim lavadosay. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is mekarivas. Kiruv is what? It's loshon of chibur. I'm taking you to me. It's loshon of kiddushin kiruv. Hey, the Balagoda says it's by Mitchila. Mitchila oiv da avodah zarah hoy aviseinu. Va'achshav, what do you mean? Va'achshav, it means Avraham Avinu. Va'achshav kervonu hamokim lavadosa. Terach, in other words, Shenema, what's the raya? That Terach was an idol worshipper. So that's Mitchila oiv da avodah zarah. That's referring to Terach. And va'achshav kervonu hamokim, who's that referring to? Avraham. So va'achshav kervonu by Avraham Avinu is already a stage of kervon. And that's what it says. Ekach esavichim esavrom. There's no hoitzah over here. He's out already. He took himself out. Mashach has said, that which is lacking is just kiruv. Ekach esavichim esavrom evano. Voylechoyz v'chaletz kanan, etc. So that explains us now why he holds that mitchil oivda v'lezor is the best maschil in Mignus and Messiah and Mishvach. Because we're supposed to be matchil b'gnus shal Yisrael or Messiah and Mishvach shal Yisrael. In Avodim Ayinu, we're saying by Yitzeina Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as I was saying in Tzrayim, Ve'ilu Lo Hoitzeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we're all Meshuvot. Where's the Shvach of Yisrael over there? Other Rabbi, Ve'ilu Lo Hoitzeh Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it would have been completely assimilated. So where's the Shvach? Hashem by Avraham Avinu, our forefathers, our Shoresh, our roots. Sorry, as Avraham Avinu did this all on his own, is that Maschilim Biknus from Terach. But then came along Avraham Avinu, the first Jew, on his own accord. On his own accord, he found the Likus, he found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is that, but that's why, that's the Messiah of Mishvach. Achshav Kervonu, Amokim Lavadosek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a caravan because he did all the rest on his own. That's why he held that Mitchila Oid Avod Zora was better. What schus did Klal Yisrael have that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make Oid Zora? That was a Midah Kenegad Midah from Avraham Avinu. Because Avraham Avinu, with his own Koichus, pulled himself out, he made a Yetzienu on his own, is Midah Kenegad Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, repaid him by making a Yetzienu in Mitzrayim. But where HaKadosh Baruch Hu not have made a Yetzienu in Mitzrayim would be back to square one, back to Terach. That's what the Rambam says. And then Hilchos Avodah Zarah. That's why. We're back to the days of Terach, back to idol worshipping. And then we wouldn't have been the same on the Madrigo of Avraham and Mitzrayim. To climb out of there. And that's the chiluk between Vayitzienu and between Vo'ekach Chesavichem. Another Rabbi, here you say, that's in the third, Vayitzienu, Hashem and Akenim and Mitzrayim, is all talking about, in the third person, Vayitzienu, Yoitzin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he took him out of Mitzrayim. And Shenkin, when you talk about the psukim that are mentioned in Sefer Yeshua, which the Balak Gadol is quoting, in the Mitchila, is everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I, and I took him Choletz Kanan. And I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, and I. Mashiach came over there by Yitzis Mitzrayim. It says, Vayitzienu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him out of Mitzrayim. Not in first person, but in third person. What's the chiluk? Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, hadn't arrived to Kirva yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Other Rabbah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu first had to take them out. First there was a Sur Meirat. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to forcibly take them out of Mitzrayim. And only then, when they were out of Mitzrayim, could they begin the next Avodah, which was Avodah of Asei Toiv, get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now Sheenkev Avraham Avinu, he was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he made the Yitzhiyah himself. So when Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along, it was all Kulei Kirva ready. And therefore it says, Vo'ekach Uvehev, Vo'ekach, Vo'oilech, all in first person, all in Anoz HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, he's ready, Ki'il, revealing himself to Avraham Avinu. This explains us, and this answers us, Lechur, another question that you could ask in Pasha Pshat, Pasha Taich, in the wording of the Psukim in the beginning of Pashas Lech Lecha. Vayim Hashem El Avraham, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha Me'latecha El Ha'aret. Does that pasuk make sense? What should the pasuk really say? Say Me'artzecha, when you say Lech, you're talking about going somewhere, right? When you want to tell somebody to go out, what do you say? Say. When you want to tell somebody to go to a place, you tell them Lech Lecha, right? Here it says, it should have really said Say Me'artzecha, and then Melech El Ha'aretz Asher Arecha. Why does it say Lech Lecha Me'artzecha? Teretz says he already left. Yitzhiyah is done already. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling him that you're leaving your house. That's not a Yitzhiyah. That's already beginning going to your destination. There's no two stages. First leaving and then arriving at your destination. The actual leaving is already the beginning of going towards the destination. You understand? Can you make it sound lomdish? There's two dinim. Usually there's first you have to go out from where you are, and then you can go to where you want to get to. But over here, by Avraham Avinu, it's all one din. Traveling to his destination begins leaving. The actual leaving is already the first step, first leg of his journey. Hashem, normally, or by Klal Yisrael, those two steps. There was a Yitzienu, and then there was a Ve'ekach, and then there was a Lech. That also explains, obviously, the difference between Vo'ekach by Avraham and Vayetzienu. A Yitzhiyah doesn't describe yet where you're going. The AKA is, I want you to go out of there. That's why Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, it says the Lashon of a Yitzhiyenu. Hashem can be Vo'ekach, right, I'm taking you, is that's already more, there the Ikah HaDgosha, the Ikah stress is not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking him away from Terach, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to Eretz Yisrael. So by Avraham Avinu, it says Ve'ekach. The Ikah Dogish, even though it means Ve'ekach Mei Eva Hano, I took Avraham Avinu from Eva Hano, but that's not the Ikah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him from Eva Hano, because Be'etzim Avraham with his Avoida was really out of Eva Hano already. Physically, his body was in Eva Hano. But really, Be'etzim, in Ruchnius, he was out of there already. So therefore, it doesn't say Loshon of Hoitzah. It's just as a Loshon that even Avraham Avinu's Hoitzah was what? Ekach. Ekach is always a Bechina of Kirv already. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu first had to take him out and then that should lead to Kirva. The actual taking out was already part of the Kirva. In the same way as the actual Lech Lecha was already part of what? El Ha'aretz Asher Arecha was already the leg of the journey. So it's Mamish too. It's Mamish, that's the chilek between Klal Yisrael and Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu had the Yitzhiyah himself already, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just was Makar of him. Klal Yisrael had to be taken out and be Yod Chazok of Israel Natuya. And maybe that's why this man the Omer holds of Metchila Oiv Davar Zora, are you Abaseinu of Mitzrayim? This is the Maschina Mignus, and this is the Messiah Bishvach. Okay.
Well, that's all. Oh, he's starting already.
It's not me.
Throw it out.
Give me.
Okay. Baruch Shem after Chosi, right? Yesterday we dealt with Metchila Oiv Davar Zora. Today we're discussing the next paragraph. Baruch Shemir after Chosi Li Yisrael. Right, blessed is Hashem Kodesh Baruch Hu, keeps his promises. Baruch Hu, Shakodesh Baruch Hu, Chishev is Haketz, Hakodesh Baruch Hu calculates the Ketz. Last is Kamo Sha'omah LaAvraham Avinu, to do like he said to Avraham Avinu, Mabris Ben Absarim, Shanehama, etc. Vayomer Avraham, Yedea Teda, Kigei Yezarach, Averetz Leilehem, etc., etc. Vavodah Ve'inu, Yisam Abba Me'ez Shona, Vagam Es Hagoya, Shehevoy Dodon Anoichi, Vachrei Chen Yetz, Ooh, hello, Vechosh Godel. Yeah. Right. So, anyways, so the obvious, the first question that arises obviously is there's a certain word which repeats itself over here. Baruch Shemer Haftachosei Yisrael. Baruchu Shakadosh Baruchu. Who can tell me which word is repeated over here?
Baruch.
Excellent. So, why is the word Baruch over here? Baruch Shemer Haftachosei. Why is this a repetition of the word Baruch? And Bechlal. What's the significance? The pasuk says, "Yidayi teida ki geyi zaracha beretz loy lehem va'avodum ve'inoy som arba me'ayishon." And by the way, if you know the trop, the Talmei Hamikra on this pasuk is a very strange Talmei Hamikra, which the Ramban already discusses. Because the pasuk, if you lay in it, the pasuk goes the following: Ki geyi zaracha beretz loy lehem va'avodum ve'inoy som asnachto, and then arba me'ayishon. In other words, the Arba Me'ez Shana and the Tamei Hamikra is over here. It's Kedo, doesn't really fit into the Pasuk. Is the Ramban already says that it should have said, Ki Gei Yezeracha Arba Me'ez Shana, Vavodu Ve'inu Oysom. It doesn't say that. It says, Ki Gei Yezeracha Beretz Loi Lehem Vavodu Ve'inu Oysom. See? Arba Me'ez Shana. Arba Me'ez Shana here is on its own. Is what's the significance of this Arba Me'ez Shana? And we know that Arba Me'ez Shana is not so... It's not so simply calculated. There's those various calculations how they got to 400 years. Something, right? Rashi's Mishnah. That Yitzchak, is it from when Yitzchak was born? Kasacha called, they weren't in Mitzrayim for 400 years, they were in Mitzrayim for 210 years. So this 400 years, working out this 400 years, is somewhat a discussion. So what's the pshat? But the answer to these question lines is a very, very important yisod to be learned just from this little paragraph over here. What's this whole inyan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chishev es haketz last is kamo she'omal Avraham Avinu? No, the Brisbane, I'm sorry. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu that there's going to be a ketz, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chishev calculates the ketz. What does it mean that Hashem calculates the ketz? The answer is the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu that Avraham Avinu, even though Avraham Avinu was against all odds, Avraham Avinu lived at a time and in a place and in a family that sank to the lowest possible. Computer? Sank to the lowest Madrega possible. And yet Avraham Avinu climbed out of there and came out and rose to the highest Madrega. Is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu was that there's always a case. What does that mean? It means that in Dvorim Roim, in things which are not good, when Kali Yisrael are falling in Mandrega, there's always a case, there's always an end. V'achreichen yetzib rechush godl, as the Pasuk says, and then they're going to go out rechush godl, which means it was promised that Kali Yisrael will live. Whenever they start sinking and they hit rock bottom, as soon as they get there, they automatically swing and they jump forward. So that's the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, to Avraham Avinu. The schus that Avraham Avinu was from an area that was so low, and he rose to the top, is the same thing will happen to Klal Yisrael. So Yodea Teida Kigei Yezaracho Be'eretz Lo Yilohem Va'avodu Me'inu Yisrael Abam Yisrael etc. And then when Gamas HaGoya Shevoy Yodono Echo Echechen Yitsh B'chush Godel. The lower they go, the closer they're getting to, swing round and start climbing. All Goyim have to know this, that the more they persecute Klal Yisrael, the more they push down and subdue Klal Yisrael, the closer Klal Yisrael is getting to where it flings around, and they start the Yerida. Which means that the Goyim who feel that they're getting more and more powerful, and Klal Yisrael is getting less and less powerful, little do they know that they're drawing closer and closer to a time where it's just going to flip over, and the Jews are going to climb, and the Goyim are going to be brought down. That's what the Pasuk says. Ki gei yizracha beretz b'loy lehem, v'avodu v'inu oysam abe v'shonem, v'gam asagoya she'avoydu, don anoyshi, v'gam, which means it goes together. Klal Yisrael are going to be persecuted, but when they swing round, they're going to go up, and the Goyim are going to come down. So the more the Goyim persecute us, the closer we get into our aliyah. It's almost as if it's a yirida l'tzarech aliyah. If they don't persecute us too badly, then we can stay in the same matzah for a long time. When they persecute us very badly, then what happens is we hit the rock bottom and then we swing around, and that's exactly what happened to Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim. What do Chazal say? That really Klal Yisrael only Mitzrayim for 210 years. But what happened to the 400 years? The Teretz is that Mitzrayim persecuted us to such an extent where before the 400 years were up, you know, we hit the bottom, and then we swung around, and then there was a bechina of Yetzir Rechush Godel, Begamas HaGoy, and the stream of Don Anoichi. That's a very, very important yisod, and this is a promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to us. This is Mimrumaz in the word Baruch. Why? Baruch, you think, means to be blessed. Very good. If you look at Bereshis, you'll see that there's another Vayavrech. Who knows where the Pasuk of Vayavrech is? In Parshas, with the Gemalim, Vayavrech es HaGemalim. If you go to Chumash Bereishis, I'll show you the Pasuk inside. Vayavrech es HaGemalim, the story, you all know the story when Eliezer went to seek a kala for Yitzchak, and then he found Rivka there, and Rivka fed the camels, etc. Look up there in the parasha, you'll see that it's a lashon of vayavrich. Vayavrich means bricha. Bricha, what bricha means, it's brought down in Gemara Bavasa, it's a Mishnah in Zeroyim as well. What does bricha mean to? Bricha means to, what's it called when you take the branches of the tree and you put it into the ground, you bend it back into the ground in order that it should graft again. Grafting, no?
Grafting
is two branches? So what's the one which you bend the branch down into the ground in order that it should grow ke'ilah like a new tree? That's called bricha. Rashi brings down it's a Gemara in Baba Basra. One Baba Basra, I think the Yud Tes Samad Beis, and it's a pasuk in there by the story of Eliezer. A yavrech is a gemalim, means they wanted the gemalim to drink, so they had to yavrech to push the gemalim down, getting down on their knees in order that they should drink, in order that they should be able to move on. So one thing you can see from this, that the lashon of a yavrech is basically, in other words, it's a type of yurida letzorech aliyah. Pain in the way that Gemara Baba Basra brings it down, that they used to do in Zeroyim, mission in Zeroyim, that used to be mavrich the gefen, the vine, they used to be mavrich the gefen, means that they used to put the branches of the gefen into the ground in order that they should continue growing, they should grow more. So basically you're digging it into the ground in order that it should come out. That's called by Yavrich, and also digging the camel's head into the water in order that it can rise up and carry on going, should get new fresh koiches. So basically, you read up the tzorich aliyah. That's exactly what's going on in this phrase. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Va'avodum ve'inu'oi song, if it's stream, I'm going to persecute Klal Yisrael. Let's say you read that Klal Yisrael is down. But then what's going to happen is, it's going to swing the tables. The goy, the stream who are on top, are going to go down, and Klal Yisrael at the bottom are going to climb up. So that's basically exactly what the word Baruch means. When you say in a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, what do you mean? Bracha, says the Svara, means that you are mamshech, you're pulling the Kedusha down to yourself. Also, b'china of Yerida L'tzorech Aliyah. That's why Baruch means, like we say Baruch, Baruch means the same lashon of a yavrich, the same lashon as you do by a vine. It's the shechina which is coming down to us in order that we should be absorbed with the shechina, in order that we can rise in Madrega. Again, it's exactly the same inyan of Yerida L'tzorech Aliyah. So that's what's happening now. Where's the raya from this? And there's a beautiful raya, and guys, this is my be'em, it's a very, 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 a very, very important concept. That the goyim, whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroys the goyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu never destroys the goyim ke'ilu in a way that they start getting weaker and weaker. Where they're at the sea, they're at the peak, they're at the summit, and then they drop. Klal Yisrael are at the bottom, and then they climb to go all the way up. They're at the top, and while they're at the top, that's when they found the Yerida. Instead of going weaker and a bit weaker, and because they're weak, therefore they got conquered. No. Where do you see them? The Shirat Hayam. Ashir Lashem ki goy go sus veroich vayrom avayom. What does it mean? Sus veroich vayrom avayom. So look at the mafarshim over there in the pasuk. Sus veroich vayrom avayom. That even when the rider was riding on his animal, then he went down into the yam. Always when you talk about a cavalry, is you're talking about somebody who's got the most koyach. He's the highest, right? The cavalry are the most powerful. So sus v'roich v'rom avayom, they hit the peak. They were the peak. The cavalry were charging against Klal Yisrael, and when they were at the spitz, they were at the summit, that's where they found their Yerida. And that's also what Makas Bechoyrus meant. Because the Bechoyr is always a symbol for something which is very powerful. Horaya, there's a pasuk in Zos HaBracha, which you've all heard of, that when Yaakov Avinu was blessing Yosef, what did he say? Bechoyr shoy. Bechoyr shoy roi, hodor aloi. That's what you look up in the pasuk in Mezayis Abrocha when Yaakov was blessing Yosef. Says Bechoyr Shoyroi. Says Rashi there. What does Bechoyr Shoyroi mean? Shoyroi is a strong animal, and Bechoyr is a lashon of gedul, a lashon of malchus. So Makas Bechoyr means that what? Their peak, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu smote them. Their power, their gadlus, their bechor, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu smites them. So the midstream were at the peak, and that's where they found their nefila, and the Bnei Yisrael were at rock bottom, and that's where they found their aliyah. That's the way it goes. Because by Klal Yisrael, it's always the beginning of Yerida L'tzorech Aliyah. When they get right to the edge, right to the end, that's where they make their comeback. And that's why this Baruch Shem after Chosid Yisrael, we stress the word Baruch, because that's exactly what Baruch Vayavrech means. Putting it into the ground in order that it should grow. Yerida Ratzorich Aliyah. That's exactly why we find that the Klal of Shibud the Mitzrayim and all the other goals is the Klal, a Klal of Arba Me'ez Shona. Which letter is the numerical value of 400?
Tof.
Tof is right at the end of the Aleph base. Tof has a davar v'hipuchom. It's not a chad, it's right at the end of the line. Right? It's the last. It's right at the end. Sort of right at the bottom of the list. Mitzat sheni, the choshes, the things that we have, that Bnei Yisrael have, all begin with the letter Tof. Torah. What else? There's Torah and there's... What's davening in Hebrew? Tefillah. Torah. Tefillah. Teshuvah. All beginning with Tof. You see over here that the top by Klal Yisrael, because every time you get to the end, is other of it bounces back and reaches right to the top. And there's a very interesting Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Hayom Adalef, where the Gemara tells in some Cherev times, in the times of Yecheskel's times, that they had a Nevuah that the Malachim should go down, Malach Gabriel should go down, and he should tie and he should write a top on everybody's head. The Rishon, if you write the Tof on a Rosh's head, is that Rosh is going to die. If you write the Tof on the Tzaddik's head, it means he's going to live. Because Tof also means Tomus, and also means Tachaya. Have a look at it, it's a very interesting long Gemara over there. The Rishon, you should write with such an ink, the Rishon, you write with blood, you have to write a letter Tof. Hashem told the angels to write a letter Tof with blood on the Rosh's forehead. And on the Tzaddik's forehead with ink to write Tof, because Tof means Tichye, and Tof means Tomus. Steer in Terence says, yeah, that's what Tof means. Mitzanechat Tof is right at the end, and if it's right at the end, it can symbolize Misa. Mitzacheni, in the same Tof, which is right at the end here, bounces back, it can symbolize Tchaya, can symbolize life. That's what the schooler of the Tof is. It's the last, but it's also the first letter of Torah and Tefillah. So therefore, Tof is numerical value of 400, is that's what it means over here. Avodim ve'inuoyzim arba me'ez shana. The Klal, the Goyim, can persecute us until Tof. Until Kielu arba me'ez. Until it's the 400, then Klal Yisrael hit the end, the edge, and then what happens is they swing round, and then the opposite, and the Goyim begin their fall, and Klal Yisrael climb. And that's the Hemshech. And then Klal Yisrael go out berchush God.
So true.
Sorry?
So true today,
what do you mean?
Down from the Nazis.
Right. Yeah, that's the way it always goes. Everybody thinks that, you know, that's it. And then suddenly we swing around and they go down. It was a mighty Roman Empire and it was the poor persecuted Jews. That's the way it always is. We hit a certain level and then we make a comeback. We make a triumphal comeback. So that's Bekitzur what's going on. And that's why this begins with Baruch Shemem, because it's exactly what the word Baruch means. It's Avrocha, like we said earlier. Sort of a Yerida L'Tochaliyah.